Thanks for joining me. Just gone 20 minutes past 8 on the Saturday morning. Saturday, of course, the attention is on the standalone meeting at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. We know that Turfantine now postponed to Sunday. Hopefully, we won't have any further problems there. I looked at the weather forecast. It appears that it should be sunny. Well, at least that is the prediction. So, on the Sunday, This Is Racing welcomes you over 1,160 metres, as I say, standside track. In the first race off at 11:55, you can take out the 9, Joyous Jubilee, as well as the 13, who is 7 Wonders. 9 and 13 are scratched in the first race. The first races are not easy because we have got debutants. Once again, there's a complete dearth of comments from the stable regarding the runners. But number 7, Fosti Novo, is the favourite at even money. Open 1.11, www.hollywoodbets.net, is now at even money. They are betting 6.25 to 1 and better the balance. This horse was second first time out. Last time out ran in the Sales Cup race. I see there have been 8 runners from that form line. No winners. But on the face of it, I suppose you must go with the 7, Fosti Novo. But we'll have to see what transpires in the betting. I see Fort Apache used to be in the Western Cape of Eric Sands. It's now relocated up to Gauteng. And what's the price on that one? 7.14. I'm going 7, 8, 10, 11 in the first Turfantine. We don't want to keep you too long at his weekend, so let's try and get through this rather speedily. Second race on the card, Bipot Time. That's off at 12.25, the first leg of the Bipot. It's a maiden plate for fillies and mares. Yeah, I suppose we have to respect the money for Sea Anemone, who is number 14. Mike de Kock, Randall Simons. I must mention at the outset that I think Randall Simons is the jockey to follow on the day. As we progress through the card, I think he's got some very, very promising rides. So Sea Anemone is now quoted odds on at 0.83. If you go with those that have run before, obviously Mighty God Death would stand out, as the betting would attest to. At 4 to 1, I mean they're betting 12 to 1 and better the balance. So no surprises there. Let's go with the 14 from the 4, 16 and 11. 14, 4, 16, 11 in the second race. Third race is a graduation plate, www.tabforracing.com, run over 1,400 metres. This is the first leg of the place accumulator. Just by the way, Rachel Wernicke will not be riding in Gauteng. She'll be off to KZN. Anyway, the third race, number 1, Quantum Theory, is fairly deep in the red now. 0.63 to win the third race on the program. I Am Giant is at 3.33. After that, you've got Swing Upon a Star, who's next best in the betting. Very difficult, obviously, to go against this favourite, number 1, Quantum Theory. But for me, for exacter purposes, possibly, I like a bit of number 6, Antigua Knight, who is a filly with Calvin Abib. I just think that Antigua Knight could improve. Jumped last time out awkwardly, cast a shoe, I think, better than that run. By the way, Tamarisk Tree last time out also ran that Sales Cup. And as we said, that form is not looking the brightest. And also, I must mention, first time out could only win, and one dawdled in fact. But there have been 10 runners from that form line, and no winners. Tamarisk Tree at 7.14. So it's 1 to beat 6 as a roughie for those exactors and the swingers, then the 2 and the 3. 1-6-2-3 in race 3. The fourth race on the card is the Betway Summer Cup, 26th of November. This is a merit rate at 93 handicap. It should see the start of the pick six. Meridius opened at 0.72 with Hollywood, now quoted at 1.43. Ignatius is at 3.57. There's been some money for Ignatius. In fact, we've seen quite a number of big changes in the betting in race 4. I do like this horse, Ignatius. He was a 475,000 purchase. A last time one, run for cover, has come out and franked the form. Randall Simons once again is the rider. So 4 Ignatius for me, from the 2, the 5 and the 6. 4, 2, 5, 6. Race 4 is the breakdown there, but expecting a big run from Ignatius. Race 5 is run over 1,160 metres. It's a Pinnacle Stakes. We had a small field to start with, reduced further. We've got two scratchings. We've only got 5 horses going to post at the moment. Take out the 6 and the 7. Stable Companion 6 and 7. Draw a line through in race 5. Desert Miracle is 0.72. Sweet Pepper is at 3.57-1. Of the two of them, I'm going to take my chances with Sweet Pepper. I know returning from 126-day rest, but last time out, went into the race undefeated, and of course was most disappointing, but was lame right 4. So note that. There were certainly excuses. Returns to the track. This filly has caught my eye. So for me, it's 3 Sweet Pepper from the 2, the 4, 1. 3, 2, 4, 1 in race 5. Unfortunately, when we do Hollywood Bets Grable just now, we'll talk about the Champion Punters Challenge. That's non-existent when it comes to our racing in Gauteng. But I must mention there it is, Devo. Well done, Devo. 2 million rand, won for absolutely nothing with the Hollywood Bets Champion Punters Challenge. So Sweet Pepper, race 5. Race 6 is the Listed Gardenia. Now, this has run over 1,000 metres. The current betting situation for the 6th race sees Epico, who is owned by the syndicate, has reeled off 4 victories as Epico. Certainly a huge turnaround since the blinkers have been fitted. Mike de Kock moves the Yerny. So that one is now 3.03. At one stage they were betting 3.33, I think, at the opening, about 2 horses, and that is correct. So Big Burn, ex-Paul Peter, remains at 3.33. Kissing Point is at 10-1. And they're betting 10-1 and better the balance. I'm actually going for Shrewdy in this race. I don't know about the win, but I like a bit of the place at 1.75, 12-1 a win. And that is number 5, Remember When, who's having the second run after the rest. Once again, the jockey is Randall Simons. Bled at one stage, was suspended for that. Returned to the track last time out, run second behind Far Away Winter. I just thought that the 5 was value. So I'm going with the 5 ahead of the more fancied runners, the 9, the 1-4. 5-9-1-4 in race 6. 7th race on the card, Tamfor Racing Victory Moon Stakes of 1,800 metres. Now in the 7th race, you've got Sparkling Water, who now trades 3.03 after opening at the 2.86. William Robertson is 8.33. William Robertson, very, very nice individual, but 61 kgs, and now going the 1,800. Of course, Bingwa came out and won from that last form line. Sparkling Water, by the way, is 3 from 3 after rest. Of course, the last time we saw this horse was a victory in the Hollywood Bets Derby in July. Beyond Sparkling Water, I thought the way to maybe play is to back up with the Johan Janse van Vierenjaard. All 3 of these runners I'm going to mention after that, because that's going to be my cover, to cover the Stable Companions, who are 4, 13 and 8, my apologies, 2, 4, 13, 8, selection in race 7. So that's dealt with. As I say, I think all of the Van Vieren horses are lurkers if you're playing a little bit wider, if I was playing a jackpot. The 8th race, take out number 4, that's very important. Cape Bouquet is now scratched in race 8. This is a merit-rated 73 handicap. They go 12 furlongs, 2,400 metres. Alphatic is at a price of 1.82. Royal Mazarin is at 3.03. In this race, I'm also going with a roughie, a horse in double figures. I know may be held on form. Currently 10-1 a win, 13-10 a place. And I know it's a small field, but I think this could be a nice each-way bet. The horse is called Indian War Dance. Eases 3 points in the merit rating. Ryan Munger has the ride for the Zaki Stable. Now have a look at the strike rate, trainer jockey. 17 rides. 17 rides have resulted in 8 firsts, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, 2 fourths, which means that for this particular yard, Ryan has been aboard 17 times and run into the money on 14 occasions. So that was my each way play, basically, for the day at 10 to 1. Number 7, Indian War Dance from the 5-4-1, 7-5, 4-1, the selection in race 8. The ninth race concludes it all. This is the next Turfantine meeting Thursday, the 10th of November, over 1400 metres. We actually end off here with a maiden plate where Black Egret is quoted at 5-2. Ryan Munger again is the rider. Maybe Ryan can do us a favour. The last two races, Ashley Fortune is the trainer. You go to that first run, the horse that beat Black Egret into second, Mythical Dream, has now won three. Last time out finished third behind a rank outsider. But I thought in the context of this race, number 4, Black Egret, was possibly the horse to beat. Now, as I said earlier, Rachel Wernicke will not be in Gauteng. I thought the interesting run, and there's no replacement yet, is going to be the 9, Midnight Crystal. In fact, that's a nice horse, I thought, possibly for the swingers. What is the place betting on this horse? Midnight Crystal, the place, is currently 3-1 with Hollywood. The first 3. Now, take my chances there, because I think an interesting runner, because if you go through some of the form lines, they are fairly strong about this horse, Midnight Crystal, who is a filly up against the boys, but I think may give a bold showing. 4-9-6-12. 4-9-6-12. Race 9. That's a very interesting card. It's great to have two centres hopefully running, and we'll be firing away with Hollywood Bets. That's it for Turfantine on the Sunday. We also, of course, have got the centre, wonderful Hollywood Bets Grable on the turf. Until next time, bye-bye, sunshines.